Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 today to enact an emergency ordinance that would restrict access to the courthouse grounds. Responding to complaints from constituents, the Board will now work on language that will become a permanent ordinance, but that process will take at least a few months to complete. Today's vote achieved the necessary 4/5 needed to enact the emergency ordinance, despite opposition of nearly every speaker who took their turn during the public comment period. Mark Lovelace was the lone no vote. The supervisors cited health and safety concerns as the driving force behind the measure, which will, among other things, ban protests from the courthouse grounds from 9:30 p.m. until 6 a.m. County regulations already prohibit camping, but the new ordinance also bans applying signs to fences, using temporary structures for shelter, and prohibiting any group from impeding the daily business at the courthouse. A bill that would repeal a $150 fire prevention fee for rural landowners made it out of an assembly committee today with bipartisan support. The fire fee, which has been opposed by both rural landowners as well as by rural fire departments, would be collected on an annual basis and would affect more than 800,000 homeowners in the state, including more than 85,000 in Assemblyman West Chesbrough's district. Two other Democrats, Jared Huffman of San Rafael and Bill Monning of Santa Cruz, also voted to repeal the fee in the committee, stating that it was an inequitable tax on rural districts. Chesbrough has introduced his own bill that takes a different approach than simple recall, calling on the state to take into account the amount rural landowners already pay for fire protection, as well as the fire risk in areas that would be forced to pay that fee. A boulder rolled off the bluff onto Redwood Drive between Redway and Garberville this afternoon, and county road crews are working to push the massive rock off the roadway. The slide occurred between Evergreen Road and Bear Canyon and has held up traffic while work to clear the roadway continues, so use caution if you're traveling through that area. The Six Rivers National Forest has proposed to use federal funds to repair at least 19 roads on forest land that were damaged by winter storms last year. The roads must be maintained both for public access and for National Forest personnel to perform their duties. The locations of the roads are in the Lower Trinity, Mad River, and Orleans Ranger districts, and you can add your comments about the proposed repair plan online or contact the local forest headquarters at the Bayshore Mall in Eureka. And there will be a tsunami warning communications test tomorrow, an annual test of the siren alert system set in areas of the county likely to be affected by a tsunami following an earthquake. You'll hear that test on all 5 stations at Eureka Broadcasting as well as on television, and add to your preparedness the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, which includes the Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services and Humboldt State University, has prepared and released new tsunami maps for the area. The highly detailed maps depict the likely impact zones of a tsunami and are worth taking a look at. You can find the maps on the HSU website, and they show the likely areas to be affected from Oreck to the Eel River Basin, as well as in Shelter Cove. The maps will help you plan for a tsunami event and list not only impact zones, but evacuation sites as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Eureka police arrested 3 men following a routine traffic stop on Harris Street over the weekend. A Eureka officer witnessed the driver of the vehicle, 19-year-old Florencio Hernandez, commit a driving infraction and pulled the car over. The officer soon learned that Hernandez was driving without a license and that one passenger, 28-year-old Anthony Pratt of Eureka, was on felony probation with a search clause. A search of the vehicle turned up more than $3,000 in cash and approximately 2 grams of methamphetamine. Hernandez, who is a Mexican citizen, and another Mexican national, Eduardo Galloso, were both arrested, along with Pratt, and all three were booked into county jail on drug transportation charges. And the Eureka Police Department is investigating the detonation of a bottle bomb on Saturday evening near the intersection of Harris and K Streets in Eureka. Neighbors reported hearing an explosion, and when officers arrived on scene, they found the remnants of the bottle bomb still smoking. One neighbor required medical treatment, and Eureka police are not treating the incident like a prank. The department reports that bottle bombs contain dangerous chemicals and can cause serious injury to both the makers and to innocent bystanders. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.